This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Kerry Brown, chairperson of the Raise the Hoop at Whitaker Park. Welcome to the show, Kerry.
Good morning, Rick.
We're going to discuss a couple of topics today. We're going to discuss a three-on-three basketball tournament, also a chili cook-off that's going to be going on October the 14th in Bunker Hill. And first off, let's discuss the three-on-three tournament. This is a fundraising event, of course. And if you will, give us the background of how the tournament got started and what is it for?
The tournament was actually started to raise money for a new basketball court that we're going to put in at Whitaker Park. On October the 14th, we are doing a three-on-three tournament. It is open to the age group of third grade up through adult. And the brackets will run 3rd to 4th, 4th to 5th, 5th to 6th, 7th to 8th, 9th to 10th, 11th to 12th, and then the adult bracket. Boys and girls are both more than welcome to register, and you can register online at Raise the Hoop at Whitaker Park Facebook page. And if you have any questions, you can email me at raisethehoopbh@gmail.com.
This three-on-three tournament, obviously, three-on-three means three versus three, but how many people are allowed per team?
You can either choose to have three or four players on each team. It's $20 per player.
And is there any deadline as far as a cutoff when you must be registered by to participate, or will there be registration the day of?
We actually just extended the registration to October the 6th, and if they don't have enough players to create a team, we can certainly try to match them up with another team.
And this basketball court that you're hoping will go in at Whitaker Park in Bunker Hill, tell us a little bit about why you thought this was a good idea and also sort of who do you hope will utilize it, and just a little bit more about this basketball court.
Bunker Hill has always been known for the basketball town, and we are hoping that this gives the kids a place to go out and play in a safe environment that they'll always be able to use year-round, and it will bring something new to the park. There is currently not a basketball court in the park at Bunker Hill.
And this will have a tie-in to someone who is rather synonymous with basketball in the Bunker Hill area.
Yes, once the court is put in, we are going to dedicate the court to Jim Laska. He was a coach for many years at the Bunker Hill High School and is very well known and very well liked.
In addition to your basketball tournament, on the same day, we're going to have a chili cook-off, and that's sort of got a different benefit to it as far as it's recognizing teachers at Bunker Hill.
Yes, we are trying to help the teachers by raising money for them at the chili cook-off. The chili cook-off is going to be on the same lot, which is at 201 North Washington Street, same as 159, and the money will benefit the teachers. The teachers always help students in need, so this is a fundraising benefit to help the teachers get some cash to be able to help children that need it.
As far as your chili cook-off, is there registration deadlines or anything particular as far as how you will compete in the cook-off?
The register deadline is the same. It's going to be October the 6th to register. And we're asking that they have roughly 2 pounds of chili per contestant. And they would supply their own stand for their chili with their table. And each person that comes in to taste the chili will be able to judge each person's booth, and then they can also purchase a bowl of chili for $3.
Now, we've talked about the two events that are going on, or I guess we could say the main events. Going back to the three-on-three basketball tournament and things like that, how long, what are the hours, and actually what will go on with the tournament? I mean, is there going to be like a winner, overall winner, or how are you doing some of the outcome of the three-on-three tournament?
One thing I forgot to mention on the three-on-three tournament is everybody that registers will also get a free T-shirt, but they will play in the groups, and they will get a trophy at the end of each group that wins, and then the adults are playing for a cash prize. Along with the chili cook-off, we are going to have hot dogs and drinks at our stand for the 3v3 tournament, and the chili cook-off, they are going to have hot chocolate available there as well.
And the times for the participation in the 3-on-3 and for participation in the chili cook-off, and also, I guess, the sampling of the chili, what are those again?
The chili cook-off starts at 11, from 11 to 2. If you're going to compete in a chili cook-off, you need to have your booth set up at 10. And on the 3v3 tournament, we are going to start approximately 8 a.m. It depends on how many contestants we get. We are still accepting registration, so if the bracket needs to move for a time schedule, we will email everyone and let them know that.
This area where this is all going on is right across from the post office, or I guess you could say what used to be, a lot of people knew it as Burkert Chevrolet. It's on that lot there?
This is actually right next to the post office, and it the lot is owned by Glenn Burkert. It's right next to Sally's Restaurant.
Carrie, I'd like to ask you, we have the 3-on-3 basketball tournament, the chili cook-off, and anything else you'd like to discuss that'll be going on at this event on October the 14th?
Yes, Rick, I do want to mention that we are going to have a special guest. Jim Laska is going to come out and visit with everyone and have a bowl of chili around noon. So if anybody wants to stop by and say hi to Jim, I'm sure he would love to see everyone.
And one more time, we have a deadline of October 6th for the chili cook-off and the 3-on-3 basketball tournament. If you'd like to give the contact numbers or the contact emails, go right ahead.
Absolutely. You can reach me on my cell at 314-574-7492, or you can text me if you have any questions. If you would like to register, you can do that at raisethehoopbh@gmail.com. The registration page is also on our Facebook page, which is Raise the Hoop at Whitaker Park. And if, again, you have any other questions, you can again reach me at 314-574-7492.
Carrie Brown, thank you for joining us today on Around Macoupin County.
Rick, thank you. Have a nice day.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.